We'll see you there.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program, and you, as always, can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, that's 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And I'm so pleased. All of our callers held through the news break. It's
excellent.
So rare that that happens. We will get to every single one of you. Hang through, but we've got to go back to the phones first and talk again with Chris in Indianapolis. Now, Chris, a few moments before the news break there, you were telling us that you consider yourself a 9/11 truther, but at the same time, you are not as, I guess, forthcoming with that information when you're talking with others. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, I just don't. I don't believe in the hardcore stuff, you know, like the lizard people and all that. The closest thing that I would believe in would be the Building 7 issue, and that's legitimate. I believe that's legitimate.
That's certainly a questionable thing. Now, you know, I said before that I've been entertained by the theories. I've watched the video, so I'm very familiar with what they have to say.
I'm the same way, and it's just these people who believe in this, they don't, first and foremost, they don't believe what their government's told them, you know, like from the JFK assassination, you know, it's obvious he was shot from the front. I mean, it's just obvious to anybody who has a brain.
Well, I think it's good. I mean, that's a healthy skepticism. But at the same time, the problem with many 9/11 truthers is they also, instead of disbelieve, okay, it's great to disbelieve everything the government says. That's a safe thing. That's a safe bet. If the government's speaking, they're probably lying.
Yeah, usually.
But the problem is they believe everything that the 9/11 truth advocates say. So they don't apply the same level of skepticism, many of them, to the people that are saying the things that they want to hear. And that's confirmation bias. It's something that affects most everybody in life. And it's just unfortunate that these people, they aren't as skeptical when it comes to the counterclaims.
Well, that's not true. I mean, I don't believe in everything, and I'm sure that most don't. You have the vocal minority who they believe in it all and they buy it all, and that's just ridiculous if, you know, any way you look at it. But
all right, what do you want, Chris? I mean, it's obvious that you aren't as infected as many of the 9/11 truthers, but what is your end game? What is your goal with this with their movement? What do you think should happen?
The end is when it comes down to bloody revolution. Now, I know you don't like violence, but if it happens, there's not going to be a lot you can do about it, and it will be the freedom advocates and those who do not want government, they will be fighting alongside with these 9/11 truthers who believe what they want to believe, but everyone is toward the same goal of just getting rid of the government that lies to them constantly. And, I mean, that's just, it's the same movement. And
well, first of all, I'd like to point out that I'm not working towards violent revolution.
Yeah,
I don't think Toby is either.
No, I think that we can get rid of the size of the government without any violence.
Right, and I have to say that I'm glad that a lot of the 9/11 people are on the side of doing something positive in the way that they're promoting Ron Paul, and they're sort of, that's looking into the future, that's doing something that really could make a difference, whereas clamoring for a new trial or a new investigation isn't going to get them anywhere.
But at the same time, doesn't it paint Ron Paul with this kind of a wacky brush when the guy with the 9/11 truthers?
He's going to be painted with a wacky brush anyway. I mean, he's Ron Paul, and people are going to, I mean, the establishment is going to try to paint him with whatever sorts of brushes they can get away with.
Well, that's
and
true.
You can't, when you're running for political office, you can't pick who supports you. I mean, if Tom in New Hampshire decides to get behind you, what can you do about that?
Mm-hmm.
See, one time you spoke of, Ian, that you, in the Libertarian Party, you don't like infighting, like divisions.
Oh yeah,
and it seems to me like that's kind of what's going on with like the 9/11 truthers and like the liberty people.
The problem is the 9/11 truthers are one-trick ponies for the most part. Now, there are exceptions, okay? I've got to make it clear. There are a number of 9/11 truthers that have moved up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, but the thing about them is they're not out there pounding 911 truth all the time. They're out doing other activism. They're out there doing, they're attacking issues. They're doing things that are moving in a more positive direction, and only if you talk to them for long enough will they start talking to you about about their beliefs on the 9/11 thing. So the majority of the people here, at least, that's a sideline issue for them. They may believe it vehemently, but at the same time, they're not out with a megaphone in the streets shouting at people.
Right. When I was in college, I had some friends who were 9/11 truthers, and it's not they weren't advocating freedom. They were just advocating Democrats to get the Republicans out and put the Democrats in and keep all the same powers that this administration's created. It's just we need different people. And what makes anyone think that the next administration is going to be any different?
It isn't.
Exactly. So what most of them seem to want is unattainable. The idea of another investigation or an independent investigation of the administration being brought up by charges by itself or by another administration or whatever, as though it's going to make a difference or fundamentally change anything about government, I think they've fooled themselves. And at the same time, you'll also find a number of them that believe that, well, the borders are wide open and we need the government to shut down the borders. Wait, isn't that the same government that's corrupt and hopeless to change? Anyway, I think a lot of them are just confused. They're very emotional about the one issue that they care about, and I'd like to see them expand their horizons beyond just this one issue. Chris, any other thoughts?
Well, it's just that the protesting, I mean, the 9/11 truthers, they out with the bullhorns and stuff like that. I mean, that's protesting. That's civil disobedience anyway. And, you know, you say that they don't ever do anything except, like, call in talk shows and stuff, but, I mean...
Well, they did make Geraldo look like a fool recently, and that was kind of fun. I did see that. I did see that video. Did you see this one, Toby?
No, I didn't
see
that one.
Geraldo was in New York City doing some sort of Fox News live broadcast, and I guess the 9/11 Truth crowd was down there for a September 11th something or other, and they found out that Geraldo was going to be on stage, so they went and they surrounded the stage with all of their signage, and they were chanting and yelling, and it was funny because Geraldo called them communists. And anarchists at the same time.
At the same time, nice.
Right. And, of course, they're not. They're just a group of 9/11 guys. But it was pretty amusing seeing all that happen. And that's cool and everything. And I'm glad they did that. But what did that get them?
Well, I mean, like, what did... Yeah, Gandhi. I mean, what did that guy do? You know, everyone touts him as being this great, peaceful activist that did something, but... You know, in India right now, they still have an oppressive government, the exact same as our own.
I thought that's fine, and good point. I feel like, I'm sure some people feel like he made a difference, and he set a good example to show that civil disobedience can be effective if you have a goal to work towards. It's just that I disagree with their goal. So I'm glad they went out and they did that civil disobedience. I think that's great, and I was very amused by that particular video. I just don't agree with where they're going. I don't agree with what they're promoting and what they're touting. So when they get on the air on Free Talk Live, I want to separate myself as much as possible from them. I try to be understanding. I try to, you know, let them know that I'm at least open-minded to all of this, that I'm not a hater. I don't hate the 9/11 truth people. I just think they're misguided, like you know, the cops that beat people are misguided as well. Not that they're like cops, but you see where I'm coming from. Anyway, Chris, I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad we had this conversation, and I appreciate that you're out there listening, and that you're one of the more sensible, I think, representatives of that particular movement.
I think there's a lot more like me.
I think you're right about that, and I think that the other unfortunate side of this is you always hear from the more zealotous ones. You always hear from the ones that are a little more fanatical, like the Paulas in Florida that are sitting around her fax machine waiting for, you know, waiting to get her next newsletter so she can tell us who's really controlling the world. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that is just, it's kind of the world of, well, crazy people. And so you got to be very careful to separate yourself from them. And I think you've done that effectively, Chris. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, when you're around the zealotous 9/11 guys, I don't know about you, Toby. I don't want to be around them.
Oh, they just go spouting off, and it really depends how far down the rabbit hole you want to go. And talking to some of them, they go pretty deep along with the lizard people and all this other stuff. My main point on it is, even if I knew, like I thought there was proof, and I'm a 9/11 truther, it's not the best way to win people over on the side of liberty, to point out some conspiracy, because there's plenty of examples that of the government doing wrong that they're actually proud of. It's out in the open.
Well, because the problem is you would have to prove the conspiracy before you could get them to even get on board with you.
Right.
And the conspiracy is so questionable, and it's a conspiracy theory because there's not a lot of hard evidence. And so, therefore, you really just have to cross your fingers and hope that someone's going to believe what you're saying and then come on board with you. But that's quite a process. Whereas what we're doing is we're just talking about liberty and freedom with concrete, real-life issues These are, you know, real news reports, real stories, real tangible things that are that people can touch, they can relate to. People can't relate to some vast conspiracy theory, but they can relate to the idea of, well, if we cut government down to size, I'd have a lot more money in my pocket, mm-hmm. and boy, how would that make my life better? Got to sell it. Benefits.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Has the boss got you down? Career at a stalemate? Office boring? Hey, turn that frown upside down. When I come back, I'll share some gee whizzes that'll make you a hit at the water cooler.
Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original.
Here are some automotive gee whizzes that'll make you go, Did you know Theodore Roosevelt was the first president to drive a car and to own one? Did you know the last Russian Tsar, Nicholas II, had a pair of Rolls Royces? And Lenin, the father of communism, had a Rolls of his own. Did you know Clyde Barrow, the famous gangster, wrote to Henry Ford telling him what a dandy car he made? Wow, this has been fun. Now go show off at the water cooler. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Scotch Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Toby?
800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. The features for free. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. Continuing with your phone calls, let's go to David in Ohio. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby. Hello? David? David in Ohio? Going once. David in Ohio? Going twice.
Yeah, hello?
Hi, David.
Hi.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I was just listening to your podcast, and you're reviewing Osama bin Laden's transcript.
Yes, from the tape that was released last week, or late last week, yes.
Yes, and then I was actually listening to it today, and by coincidence with 9/11. And so I recently discovered a very, very interesting point on Islam. I've actually been reading the Quran, which I recommend people read. I mean, I don't believe a word of it, but it obviously is having a huge influence on many people and on us, so it's good to know what's in that book.
Okay.
And the point that's often made is, you know, like you guys know, there's critics, you know, Ron Paul's, you know, we've had troops in Saudi Arabia, and how would you like it if, you know, if China had troops in here, it'd be an outrage.
I think that's a great point.
But there's actually a lot more to it than that.
Okay.
When I actually read the Quran, there's, I'm surprised this has never been brought up before by anyone I've heard. It has a, you know, lots of commandments, and one it repeats several times that a Muslim should not have guardians that are non-Muslims. Whether it's, you know, you're a Muslim shop owner and you hire some store security, or you have a police force. And when U.S. troops are defending Saudi Arabian oil fields, that actually violates a very strong commandment of their religion.
Interesting.
And so that's, I mean, I can't, Christianity doesn't have very many edicts on how you relate to other people. Islam has a lot of rules on how you interact with non-Muslims, and most of them are basically try to separate yourselves from them, you know, and don't really harm them unless they interfere with you. But this is one where it says you should not have this, and so I think that helps explain more deeply a level of understanding of why.
Right. Not only is it wrong that they're being occupied, it's also against their religion.
Yeah, it'd be like trying to open up a pork shop in Israel. You know, it's not kosher. It just violates their rules of their religion. And, I mean, that's kind of a flippant example, but just to, you know, kind of make a point there.
Right. So it would have been offensive enough had they just been occupied by a foreign military, but it's extra offensive because it contradicts their religious teachings.
Yeah, and their religious teachings say that when, you know, a non-Muslim violates your religion, then you're at liberty to react with violence back at them. And that, of course, Christianity's done the same thing in some of its darker periods, like the Dark Ages and, and the Crusades and so forth. But and I think it also helps explain why 15 of the hijackers were Saudis, is they're seeing this violation of their religion in their own country would be much more inflammatory to them, perhaps, you know, than other Muslims in the area.
Interesting point, and thank you for bringing that up. Any other thoughts?
No, that's pretty much it. Just wanted to bring some awareness to this. And, you know, again, I guess one last point is, I guess something I encourage people to do is, it's a hard book to read because it's long, but you know, you can find free audiobooks of the Bible, which I don't believe a word of either.
Yeah,
and the Quran, you know, online. And it's interesting to read these things because I encourage people to read them.
It probably will give you a little more insight into you know, their mindset than would listening to the commentators on Fox News.
Yeah, and if you get an audiobook, you can hear it on your iPod, on your car commute. And I'd encourage you to not believe a word of it, but
Either way, I'll take your word for it because I certainly don't have time to read the Quran. So thanks for singling that out, David, and bringing it forth. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Makes sense.
Yeah, and yet we're told over and over again by the talking heads that it's our freedoms that they hate.
Total lie.
And not because we're occupying their countries or holding up their kings as governing them or for this or that.
It's so sad that Americans are falling for that. That Americans...
Bill.
they should know better. They should know by now that when the government is speaking, it's probably lying. When government people talk, they're not telling the truth. But for some reason, when life and death becomes involved, then all of a sudden they believe that the government that formerly was always lying is now all of a sudden telling the truth. I mean, you should be immediately skeptical of any claims that government representatives make. And the fact is, if you actually go and you look at what Osama bin Laden has said in his various speeches, I was reviewing one from a couple of years ago, the other night, and he was talking about the whole claim of, well, we hate your freedoms. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, if we hated your freedoms, why wouldn't we be attacking, say, Sweden, for instance? Another very westernized culture, yeah, that has plenty of freedom as far as, you know, you can do things that probably would be sexually prohibited in Islamic countries and that sort of thing. And he pointed out, we're not attacking them. Maybe it's because they don't have military guys in our streets.
If it's the freedoms the terrorists are going after, well, I guess they're winning because we've lost a lot of freedom since 2001.
Exactly. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Jason in Ohio. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not a lot. I had a few things to talk about. I was listening to you guys earlier talk about the police officer and how crazy he was being about making up all the laws and everything.
Yeah, they're out of control.
They are. And, you know, I recently saw a video with Barry Cooper. I don't know if you guys know who he is.
We've had Barry on the show. In fact, you can hear you can hear our interview with him. If you go to guests.freetalklive.com, you find his picture and you pull up the interview through that. But, yeah, Barry Cooper at nevergetbusted.com, great video. The purpose of the video is to help educate people who are probably marijuana smokers, but many other drug users, I guess, on how to hide their marijuana, how to conceal in their vehicle their marijuana. I think some of the advice there was, you know, it's pretty standard, but at the same time, even I, who consider myself pretty well-versed in the world of the war on drugs, even I learned a few things from that video. But I'm sorry, go ahead with your point.
Well, it was very interesting, and I've seen the video. One thing about the video that I did feel was a little misleading to people was the fact that the guy said, no, you can't search my car, and the policeman turned around and said, oh, okay, good day, and walked away. But really what would happen was he'd call in a dog, and you'd get searched, and if you smell anything around the car, well, then there you go. You're busted. But I recently saw a video. He did an interview with Mark Emery. Mm-hmm. And they kind of went into detail about his video, and Mark Emery brought up the point that usually doesn't happen, that a cop would usually call a dog in, and right. Barry Cooper agreed and said that if a person does have a small amount of marijuana in their car and it's hidden in a very great place, the best thing to do is let a police officer actually search your car.
That was the point, and we actually hashed that out with Barry as well, because that was my major point of disagreement on his video. And we had that same conversation with him on Free Talk Live, where he made it very clear that he was only referring, when he said you're not supposed to, when he said you should allow a search, he was only referring to if you have a very small amount of marijuana, like a joint's worth, hidden in a very concealed location. Anything more than that, you should absolutely refuse a search, and I still personally advocate refusing a search every single time that they ask. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are for free. We've got the live streams, broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones and to the fun, you bring up what you want. It's Will in Hawaii. You're on the Amplifier line, Will. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to comment on a story you guys had brought in last night about a German town that where they decided to take down all traffic lights and traffic signs in the town.
That's correct. All road markings, traffic lights, stop signs, that sort of thing have been removed. I forget the name of the town, but it's something that apparently has also been done in a small city in the Netherlands as well.
Right. I think it's an interesting idea. I mean, I can see both pros and cons to it in certain circumstances. But
right. For those just tuning in, I mean, you can comment here in a moment just to explain for those that weren't there last night. The basic concept is that when you put up all the signage and all these warnings and the safety devices, that people just simply drive less safe. They are more careful in the absence of those devices. At least that's what some studies have shown, and that's the theory behind removing the signs. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Right. So I guess my point was that, you know, even though it's interesting and, you know, might be good or might be bad, really I think it's an indicator of just the problem of this, the fact that government is in control of the roads, this top-down, one-size-fits-all idea.
Right.
Where government in whatever location decides, you know, this is how we're going to do it. You know, one day it's you have lights and now we're going to switch to all no lights, no signs or anything. Whereas if it were private, I mean, if they're private roads, some road owners might decide to try out this system, or some might stick with, you know, the more conventional system.
That's a great point. I mean, you're pointing out that at least there's some sort of level of they're testing something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
But what you're saying is, though, if there were no government roads or we had a lot more private roads, then all of these things would have been tested a long time ago instead of having to wait for some little town in Europe to try to implement the system town-wide. You would say that the private companies, they might try it on one of their streets to see how well it worked and then expand out from there, and that could have happened 2 decades ago.
Right, and then, yeah, the marketplace would pretty much decide which way is best. Yeah, and like you said, it might work well in certain circumstances, but not in others. I mean, I can see that how it would make people more careful, but traffic lights are definitely something that makes traffic more efficient. If every intersection didn't have a traffic light, and I assume at that intersection everybody would have to stop, and it would be assumed stop signs, then you'd have all these busy intersections where you'd have to stop every.
Yeah, it would be impossible. I mean, having more than one lane on each side would be really confusing.
Right.
Here in Keene, they were doing some work on one of the main drags, and they had a stop sign set up that was a stop sign for the main street, which has two lanes going each way, and the other road that was intersecting was just one lane going each way. So the two lanes, it was very awkward, because the rule when you go up to a stop sign is whoever stops first gets to go first. But then you've got people sitting next to you, and so you can't really see what the people on the other side are doing. It was a mess.
Yeah.
I could see how that would be really awkward.
I mean, but we got through it, but...
Well, people are just starting to figure it out now that the stop sign's gone. They're stopping
right
now to figure it out. But, yeah, some street signage is definitely important, and it's difficult to say what is needed and what's not because, like the caller brought up, we don't have the marketplace, we don't have the sample out there to really tell
sure
which signs we need and which ones we don't.
And nor does government have the incentive to care about what works best. It doesn't matter to the government bureaucrats how long you have to sit at a stoplight, because while I agree that stoplights are probably a good thing,
mm-hmm,
on the other hand, I also know that they could be run a whole lot better. For instance, there should be a standing rule that if there's nobody coming in the other direction, you should ignore what the stoplight says. If it's 3 a.m. and you're sitting at a red light, you're just wasting precious time for no reason whatsoever.
Actually, on private roads, there'd probably be a lot more incentive to have those intelligent lights where
right
you come up to a stoplight and there's nobody coming, it would immediately turn green for you.
Yeah, exactly. There's some implementation of that on government roads, but it's certainly not widespread. And again, they don't have the incentive to roll that sort of new technology out. I mean, these guys are just discovering LED lights for their mm-hmm their stoplights. So the fact that that we have roads that function, that's good and everything. Because again, if you throw enough money at a problem, the government will get something done eventually. But what sort of cool innovations would we see with travel if it really were in the hands of the marketplace, where people have to, businesses would compete with each other to have the best roads, to have the safest driving conditions, on all of the factors that they should be competing? Instead, we get government's one-size-fits-all solution, which is generally awful.
Yeah, it's exciting to think about what the market could do if we were given the opportunity.
It's really mind-boggling to think about it, because for decades, for over 100 years, we've had the government in charge of roads here in this country. Who knows what we've missed out on?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks for the call.
Okay,
appreciate
thanks
the perspective. 800-259-9231. It doesn't take long to sit down and think of just a few cool changes that could be made right now.
Oh, and they make some changes here or there, but it's usually very slowly,
right,
and it's not efficient.
Or very expensive.
Oh, of course.
We just got this, one of the big issues here where we live in Keene, New Hampshire, is this roundabout that they took a stoplight out from an intersection, it's a fairly busy intersection, and they spent $4.2 million. Originally it was quoted at $400,000. and then they changed it or something like that. And they came up with this roundabout plan that it was $4.2 million to put in, and they spent almost all of the spring and summer months working on this.
Like 9 years planning or something.
It wasn't that long.
It was a long time.
So, yeah, eventually they'll get something done at a tremendously high cost. And the question is it really going to be that much better than the old stoplight?
Now we get to experiment once it's finally open.
Yeah. So if it doesn't work that well, then there's $4.2 million down the drain. And even if it does work a little bit better, was it really worth the $4.2 million?
We'll never know because we don't have the market there to test it on. So I want to know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you come to a stoplight, how often do you go through it?
I've been doing it more so recently.
I still get scared. I feel like such a fool sitting there. There's no one around, and I'm sitting here at a red light, and I'm torn.
I've been doing it a little bit more recently, and it's not even necessarily been 3 o'clock in the morning. There was one time when we went to the store, and we hit all red lights on the way, but there was no one coming the other direction, so we just went.
Yeah.
And I figured, well, I've actually a little bit inspired, because one of the activists around here has gotten a ticket for an illegal U-turn. It was 2 in the morning, and he pulled a U-ey. No one was around, except a cop, of course, and the cop pulled him over for it, gave him a ticket. He went to court and stood in front of the judge, and we've got video footage of this at freekeen.com. Video footage of him standing in front of the judge and telling the judge that he's morally opposed to extortion. I won't be paying this fine. I'm morally opposed to extortion. The judge looked at him and said, okay, we'll handle this in the normal fashion. You can go. And that's where the case is over at this point. We don't know what's happened. I haven't heard anything from him. I'm sure he's going to call me if something happens.
Mm-hmm.
But we're expecting the cops to break in his door, or we're expecting them to suspend his license. We don't know what's going to happen. But nonetheless, I figured, well, what's the worst that could happen if you get pulled over for going through a red light?
Yeah, people should be pulled over for driving dangerously, not for just driving, not obeying every single little rule of the road that you must obey.
Disobeying a traffic control device isn't necessarily driving dangerously.
Right.
It should depend on the circumstances. And I love Julia's idea. She's got the idea to replace almost all of the stop signs with yield signs, because basically what you have at many intersections is a dominant road and then the side road, right? And the dominant road has stop signs on it. Why? Why not make it so the dominant road can just travel as is, and then the side road has yield signs? So it's up to the discretion of the people coming up on the side road.
I love yield signs. I think they're great.
They make sense. It leaves it up to your discretion. But the government thinks we're all a bunch of babies, and we can't make decisions for ourselves, so we've got to be taken care of. In fact, more on the nanny state on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show and you can bring us anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, including, well, virtually anything you come across, including the bulletin board system, over 250,000 posts there, and lots more. If you like the site and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. All you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we take that $3 a month in and we turn it around into promoting Free Talk Live to more radio stations to get the message of freedom and liberty out as far and as wide as possible. You get some perks like the amp-only call-in line, amp-only chat room and forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and to Michael in Wisconsin. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby. Hello.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind, Michael?
Oh, I'm just wanted to call and let you know that I am one of those Ron Paul / 9/11 truthers that are out there right now.
Okay.
And I do a very careful job at kind of balancing that very delicate. It's a very delicate act.
So you're someone who understands that you can't just get in people's faces and scream at them about conspiracies and have them even give a damn about what you're saying.
That's my natural inclination, but it depends on the audience.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like just this weekend, I live in Wisconsin, and I was at a traditionally democratic, socialist, anti-war protest festival.
Mm-hmm.
And you naturally just have to restrain those tendencies. I mean, personally, you know, I listen to Alex Jones every day, and I catch you guys when I can. And, you know, Alex Jones is very much a bulldog. And as such, I've tended to adopt those tendencies in my personal kind of interactions with people.
That's something I like about him. You're referring to one of the more prominent 9/11 truthers out there. And once again, Toby and I, we are not 9/11 truthers, to make it clear to anyone mm-hmm. just tuning in. But the thing I like about Alex Jones is not only is he good at making a video, an entertaining video, but he's also an in-your-face kind of a guy. He's sort of like Michael Moore, but a little bit rougher. And
yeah.
I like it when videographers aren't afraid to confront
people and say what they what they want to say, you know, without any candy coating to politicians and that sort of thing. So I enjoy it when I love watching Alex Jones on his bullhorn yelling and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's going to do anything. I don't know if it's going to do anything but sell more videos for Alex Jones as far as, you know, what it is that they're looking for.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, I taught community college for a couple of years, and it was about knowing your audience. And if your audience can accept that, then go ahead and do it. But if it's going to turn them off, then you have to dial it back a couple of notches.
Right. I think Alex Jones absolutely knows his audience, and he's playing to his audience even when he's out in public with people that don't know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he's out on camera yelling through a bullhorn, that's not for the benefit of the people he's yelling at. It's for the benefit of the people that are following the career of Alex Jones and are going to buy his next video. Which, by the way, he deserves credit for putting his videos out for free.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty cool thing. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We put our show out for free and then we ask for contributions. But Alex does, as I understand it, he does very well with his video sales.
He's on his entertaining videos that he puts out, so...
I don't believe everything that they say, but they are entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's, you know, like this last weekend, you know, we were out there supporting Ron Paul, and it was probably a group of seven of us amongst 7,000-8,000 Democrats and socialists and Greens, and they were looking at us going, "Wow, you guys are have pretty big cojones for showing up to a group of this group and." Trying to promote a Republican libertarian, but, mm-hmm. you know, that's just what the message is about. It's about freedom and not about left or right, you know.
And I think it's good that you can compartmentalize and you can put aside the other things that you're looking to promote and focus in on what it is that's most important at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned earlier in this hour that here in New Hampshire, with the Free State Project members that have moved here, there are a number of them that Toby and we work side by side with right here in the Keene area. Russell Canning and his wife, Kat, they are also believers of the 9/11 conspiracy thing.
Some of the best activists.
And they are two of the best, most active civil disobedience activists out there. Of all the times I've been out and about with Kat and Russell and you know, tooling around with them in their car, they give me rides to places sometimes because we only have one car between Julia and I. And, you know, they don't try to convert me to the 9/11 truth thing. They're not trying to beat me over the head. In fact, they've never even brought it up. The only time I've ever heard any of those guys talk about these things is maybe online in a forum
mm-hmm.
or maybe in a large group of people at a certain gathering. That never during any sort of instance of activism or outreach or civil disobedience has that ever been an issue. And that's good too, because if they, you know, if the 9/11 truthers that are also activists started promoting the 9/11 truth thing, I wouldn't be around anymore. I'd just go and find something else to do.
Mm-hmm.
So by not bringing that up, not alienating the people that aren't necessarily on board with them, that's it's much more constructive for them as far as other forms of activism are concerned.
Yeah, and I find that out here too quite a bit, is that the people that are tuned into Ron Paul, more often than not, they're also kind of, they at least know what the 9/11 truthers are trying to, you know, are discussing. It doesn't come up at all, though, during our Ron Paul stuff at all. But the people, you know, maybe afterwards when we're having a beer or something, you know, it might come up. But then it's like, oh, yeah, well, you're 9/11 truth. You know, you're at least thinking about it. And then it's just dropped and we kind of continue along another libertarian line of thought.
Well, some of them think about it. Some don't think at all. Some accept anything that Alex Jones and the rest of them say as, you know, the word of truth. And I don't think that's a very wise thing to do. Now, since we have you on the line, Michael, what is as a self-proclaimed 9/11 truther, what is your end game for the 9/11 truth movement? What would you like to see happen if you could have your fantasy scenario?
Well, you know, even Ron Paul has mentioned, if he was elected president, a economical, really independent investigation into the 9/11 event. And that, to me, is my end game. It's not necessarily, you know, I don't really care if people think that, you know, bombs are in the building or space beams or whatever. I don't care. You know, I just want a really independent event that's not appointed, you know, by Bush appointees.
Which is what the original investigation was. And the original one was really questionable and just pretty outrageous. And I could totally understand why the 9/11 families were so upset at the government in that particular case. And if you can get that, then great. You know, will it really make a difference in the long run?
Well, you know, I think that if you attack the 9/11 event and if you get a halfway, trustworthy word of truth out in terms of a real investigation, well, then things like Iraq and all these military interventionism is shown to be the farce that it is.
Good luck chasing that down. I that's all I can do is wish you the best. I don't know if you'll ever get anywhere, but best of luck, and thank you for the call, Michael. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I mean, that's something that the families probably deserve to have, is an impartial investigation. Probably the case, because they were given a bit of short shrift from the government investigation. But will it ever happen? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is it worth me spending my time advocating for? Definitely not.
There's bigger fish to fry.
Exactly. And that's what we're doing here on a nightly basis on Free Talk Live, frying the fish of the government itself, not necessarily some of the actions it has taken, but questioning all of the actions that they take. That's what I like to do. But people are going to do what they're going to do, and that's cool. Great. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mark in Massachusetts. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind?
Oh, first off, I just want to say that, I love your guys' show. And
yes, EBV. EBV,
there.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I just have a question to start off. What do the 9/11 truthers believe?
Oh, geez. It depends on who you ask. I mean, there are some of them that they just sort of believe that the government was behind it. And then there's others that believe that there are lizard men that are really actually portraying themselves as humans and that they're all running the governments from behind the scenes, these evil lizard men from another galaxy or something.
Make something up and there's a theory out there about it.
Yeah, because in school today, me and one of my classes got into a discussion about 9/11, and a couple of them thought that it was a conspiracy, and I just couldn't stand it, and I just thought it was absolutely ridiculous with what they're thinking. They're like, oh, it's like completely tactical, the government thought of it, blah blah blah, the government's responsible, it's George Bush's fault, and I'm just completely against that.
Right, and the other problem with that line of thinking is it gives the government too much credit. And this is something that, it's hard to bring up with the truthers, but when you look at what the government does or what it attempts to do, it tends to fail at virtually anything that it tries to do. And so you have to wonder, well, if the government's so awful at doing virtually everything, how did it all of a sudden throw off its awfulness and inefficiency and be able to orchestrate this amazing occurrence and at the same time manage to keep every single person that would have had to have been involved in it completely silent and quiet about what the truth is. I mean, the idea that they could possibly pull this off, being the government, is nutso. Thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Now, of course, the conspiracy crowd will say, well, it wasn't the government. It was a secret cabal of people who happened to be involved in the government.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
When my son...